a little bit about what my life has been in the last year.
所以在今天开始信息之前，林牧师建议我先跟大家分享一下最近这一年我自己的一些情况。
Just about a year ago, I was diagnosed with a cancer that's called multiple myeloma.
所以说就在大概一年前，我被检查出有这个叫骨髓瘤这样一个那个癌症。
It's a blood cancer that prohibits the bone marrow from working properly.
所以这是一个血液的癌症，它是会阻止它这个骨髓正常的运作。
Because of the cancer, my bones were weakened.
所以因为这个癌症呢，所以我的这个骨头就变得很脆弱。
And I had 11 compression fractures in my spine.
所以在我这个脊椎上就有十一个这个裂缝。
So part of the reason that I'm sitting is because my back is almost always in pain.
我之所以要坐在这边，是因为我这个背后基本上一直都在很痛。
Now, there's a reason to tell you this story.
所以我告诉大家这个是有原因的。
As you can imagine, the last year has been very difficult for me.
你可以想象，过去这一年对我来说是很困难的。
And there have been many times of crying out to God and asking Him to heal me and to take away the pain.
我无数次的向神呼求，求他把这个疾病从我身上拿走。
And there's much less pain now than there was.
这个现在已经比之前这个疼痛已经好很多了。
But the important thing is that through all of it, the Lord has been very close to me.
但是这个重要的是，通过这一切，神跟我变得越来越靠近。
And that really talks about where I want us to go this morning in this story.
这就说到在今天我要讲的这些经文是从哪里开始。
Because the question for us to ask is, what does God want?
我们的经常的问题是，神，你到底要什么？
And what he wants is you.
他所要的就是你。
What God wants is relationship with you.
神所要的就是跟你的关系。
And no matter what happens to you, he wants to be and will always be close to you.
无论发生什么，他始终想要的是与你更加有更好的关系。
There have been many times in the last year when I did not feel God close to me.
在过去这一年，我有好多次都感觉神似乎没有跟我靠近。
But I know that he's been close all the same.
但是我知道他其实一直以来都跟我越来越接近。
I want you to remember this as we read our Bible story.
当我们读这个故事的时候。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells one parable, one story.
在这个路加福音十五章，耶稣讲了一个比喻。
But he tells the story three times.
他讲了这个故事三次。
And each time the story is different.
每一次的故事都不一样。
But it's the same story.
但是是同一个故事。
In the beginning, he talks about a lost sheep and the shepherd finding his sheep.
第一个是讲到一个人丢了一只羊，那这个牧羊人去找这只羊。
The second time, he tells the story of a woman losing a coin, but she finds the coin.
第二个是讲到一个女人丢了一个钱，然后她最后怎么找到这个钱。
And the third time, he tells the story of a man whose son was lost, but the son is found.
那最后一个讲到一个人，他的孩子丢掉了。
So we're going to read Luke. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Luke 15, beginning at verse 11.
所以我们开始，大家看这个路加福音十五章，从十一节开始。
Should I just read it and then have you read it in Chinese?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.'And he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate. He spent everything. I'm sorry. He squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need. And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine.And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.'" And he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For the son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to be merry.
Mm-hmm. 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请把你应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人就打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。
Why did the son go home?
为什么这个儿子后来回家了？
I think it's because he knew the heart of his father.
我相信是这个儿子了解他父亲的心。
So a quick personal story.
有一个很快分享一个个人的故事。
My family moved to Corvallis 30 years ago this month.
所以我们家在大概30年前就是这个月我们搬到这个古新镇。
And when we came, we looked to buy a house.
等我们来了，我们当时就想去买一个房子。
We had some money from selling our house where we used to live.
我们有一些钱是卖掉之前房子的一些钱。
But we did not have enough money to buy the house that best worked for my family.
但是我们没有足够的钱能买到一个我们觉得最适合的那个房子。
So I boldly called my mother and father on the phone.
所以我很大胆就打电话给我父母。
And I asked them if I could borrow $10,000.
我就问他们能不能借一万块。
I did not ask them for my inheritance early.
我不是说我要，我不是要跟他们说要分家产。
But I asked to borrow the money.
我只是说要去借一些钱。
But why did I dare to ask such an outlandish thing?
我为什么会敢去做这样一种要求呢？
I dared to ask to borrow money because I knew the character and the heart of my parents.
我敢去跟他们要，是因为我了解我父母的那个心。
I knew from a lifetime of experience that they always had my best interest at heart.
我从我们的生命中，我了解他们想给我最好的。
When I talked to them, my dad's response was not, "You have a lot of nerve to make such a request."
我父亲的反应不是这个样，他没有说你怎么敢跟我要提出这样一种要求。
But rather my dad said, "Yes, we will loan you the money, but with two conditions."
但我父亲当时这样说，他说我们可以借给你，但是有两个条件。
You pay it back when you are able, no hurry.
他说，当你可以的时候才还这些钱，不着急还。
And you will not pay us any interest on the money.
第二个就是你不用付任何利息。
So what that meant was my parents were losing money because they didn't have the money in the bank.
这其实对他们来说，他们其实对他们是一种损失，因为他的钱其实可以放在银行里面。
And finally, by God's grace, we were able to pay them back.
最后我们神的恩典，我们还是可以还上这些钱。
But the point of that story is that I dared to ask because I knew the heart of my parents.
这个重点是我敢去问，是因为我了解父母的心。
And I believe this is why this young man who had so offended his father had the courage to return home.
我就相信这个是这个故事里面这个年轻人他已经这样得罪他的父亲，他还敢回家的原因。
Remember, in the culture of Jesus' day, this young man would have been shunned and rejected by the village.
你要知道，在耶稣的那个时代，这样一个儿子是会被整个村庄所唾弃的。
But what the father does is contrary to all cultural and religious expectations.
而这个父亲所做的是违反当时在文化、在宗教上的大家的那个习惯。
Now remember why he offended his father.
那为什么这个儿子得罪他的父亲？
By his request for asking for his inheritance early, what he said was that he wished his father were dead.
当他说他要早点去分家产的时候，那其实是在说他希望这个父亲早点死。
He was saying, "I'd rather have your money than you."
他说我宁愿要你的钱，我也不要你活着。
And his selfishness and lack of respect embarrassed and shamed himself and his father and his family.
他这种自私对他的父亲、对他的家族来说是一种很羞耻的事情。
The result would be that in the eyes of the village and of his family, he would be a non-person.
对于这个在这个村民当中他们这个人就好像不是人一样。
Hear what religiously might have been expected in that day.
在宗教上可能会发生这样的事。
Deuteronomy chapter 21 in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约的生命记21章里面。
If any man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey his father or his mother,And when they chastise him, he will not listen to them. Then his father and mother shall seize him, bring him out to the elders of the city at the gateway. They shall say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." And then all the men of his city shall stone him to death. So you shall remove the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear of it and fear.
说人若有顽梗悖逆的儿子，不听从父母的话，他们虽惩治他，他仍不听从，父母就要抓住他，将他带到本地的城门、本城的长老那里，对长老说：我们这儿子顽梗悖逆，不听从我们的话，是贪食好酒的人，本城的众人就要用石头将他打死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉，以色列众人都要听见害怕。
The young man literally risked his life to go home.
基本上这个年轻人是冒着生命的危险回家的。
But somehow in his heart, he knew his father would not press the letter of the law.
但是他心里面知道他的父亲不会完全按照这个律法上这样做。
In Luke 15, verse 17, it says, when he came to his senses.
当这路加福音这边说，他说他明白过来。
What does that mean when he came to his senses?
当这边说他明白过来是什么意思？
Something occurred to him. Something he realized something.
他意识到、认识到一些事情。
Now, let me back up and ask why would he not go home?
我先退一步讲，说他为什么如果他不回家是因为什么？
He would feel guilt.
他感觉到很内疚。
My offense was so egregious, so bad, I cannot expect forgiveness.
他觉得我的这个犯的错非常大，我没不期望会得到原谅。
He perhaps would not go home because of fear.
又可能是他出于一种害怕、惧怕。
I will be shunned or stoned.
我可能会被石头砸死，或者被大家所唾弃。
He might not go home because of shame.
又可能是因为这个羞耻感。
I am too embarrassed.
我犯了很大的错。
But remember from the story, the father shocked everyone.
但是在这个故事里面，这个父亲所做的让所有人很震惊。
He ran to the son and embraced him.
但是他跑向这个儿子，又抱住他。
And he put the family's best robe around him.
他把这个家里面最好的袍子给他穿上。
And he covered up his shame.
他遮盖他的羞耻。
Now, to bring this to where we live today.
那回到我们今天。
Perhaps most of the people we know live far away from God our Father.
我们知道很多的人，他们的生活其实离神很远。
Some people come home to the Father and some don't.
有一些人愿意回到神的面前，有些人不愿意。
And I have to ask why.
我们要问为什么。
And I think the answer lies in our understanding of the nature of God our Father.
我相信这个原因是在于我们对于我们天父的一个理解。
We are freed or empowered or drawn to God by our confidence in who He is.
我们能够被吸引到神的面前，能被他所释放出来，是通过我们相信神是谁。
If we really have confidence in what the Bible says about the loving kindness and grace of God, then we can go home.
如果我们相信圣经上所说的神的慈爱、神的恩典是真实的话，我们是可以回到家里面。
And this is what I want to impress on you today.
我今天是想在这边来催促大家的。
Whatever your faith and whatever your belief is today.
不论你的信仰的状态是什么样。
Whatever you have done that is wrong in your life.
不论你在生命里面你做过什么，做错过什么。
I want to impress on you God our Father's loving kindness and grace.
但是我想让你强调的是，我们神是有慈爱、有恩典的神。
And His great desire to be with us.
他非常希望和我们在一起。
He came. The young man came to his senses.
这个年轻人突然明白过来了。
We can understand what that means by reading what comes immediately after the statement.
我们可以理解这个对他来说意味着什么。
He came to his senses and he said, "How many of my father's hired men have enough bread?"
他醒悟过来之后就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工？”
He came to his senses.
他突然醒悟过来。
The idea dawned. The light bulb went on in his head.
他那个嘣一下就明白了。
I know that my father takes care of his workers.
我们知道我们的父神是关心 他的雇工的。
Coming to his senses says he came to a new awareness of the character of his father.
他醒悟过来，因为他突然 想清楚他父亲的心是怎么样。
It's important to notice what the story does not say.
那很重要的是，那这个有一些方面是这个故事里面没有讲到的。
It does not say he came to his senses and felt sorry for his sin.
他并没有说这个年轻人醒悟过来以后很后悔他所做的。
I believe when the young man went home, he wasn't sorry, he was hungry.
我相信当这个年轻人回去的时候，不是因为他悔过了，而是因为肚子饿了。
The amazing thing is that God accepts us however we come.
但是很有意思的是，不论我们是怎么回来的，神都接受。
But even though he's not sorry, he makes up a three-part speech.
虽然他心里面好像没有悔改，但是他也说了这样一番话。
In his speech, he says, "I have sinned."
他第一个说，他说我犯罪了。
I'm not worthy.
他说我是不配的。
Make me as one of your hired servants.
他说让我成为你的雇工之一。
He never gets the third part out. The father interrupts him.
但他还没有来得及说。第三点，他的父亲就打断他了。
Given the nature of his offense and the shame he had brought on himself and his family, it's amazing that he would even consider going home.
很有意思是，就他之前所做的这样一件事情，他居然会想到要回家。
Returning home to God our Father depends on our understanding of the nature of our Father.
但是我们决定是否回家，这个决定是取决于我们能不能了解我们天父的本质。
So what did this young man know about his father?
那这个年轻人对他自己的父亲是怎样了解的？
He would live with his father his whole life.
他可能这一生都和他的父亲都在一起。
We don't know how old he was. Maybe he was 20 years old.
我们不知道他多大，就是说，比如他二十岁。
But he has this lifetime of observation.
但他有一生这么多年的时间去观察他的父亲。
Up close and personal, he knew his father's nature and his values.
在这个个人的关系里面，他知道他父亲的这个本性，他父亲的价值。
Second, he had watched how his fathers treated his workers and his slaves.
他也看过他的父亲怎么对待他自己的仆人。
When he originally makes up his scandalous request for his inheritance, his father gave him the money.
当他最初的时候，他跟他父亲要求分家产的时候，他父亲确实没有把钱给，确实把钱给他了。
When he asked for his inheritance early, his father should have said, "Get away from me, you worthless son."
当他 最初提出要分家产的时候，他父亲其实可以说叫他滚开。
But contrary to culture, the father granted his request.
但是和他们的传统不一样，他父亲当时竟然给了他这些钱。
So he already knows that his father is filled with grace.
他知道他的父亲是很有恩典的人。
Now there's another thing in the story that we know that the son doesn't know.
在这个故事里面，我们知道一些事情是这个儿子并不知道的。
My wife has taught me. My wife spent many years teaching language arts and English.
我的太太教了很多年的这个语言课程。
And she told me, she taught me that in a story there's something called dramatic irony.
她告诉我，在一些故事里面会有一个东西叫做这个反讽的这样一种手法。
Dramatic irony is when the people watching the story know something that the people in the story don't know.
就是说这个，就是说当你读故，我们读者是知道有一些在这个故事的角色他所不知道的一些事情。
Isn't Minji amazing? What we know that the son doesn't know is that all the time the son is gone, the father is looking, hoping for his son to come home.
我们知道，但是这个儿子并不知道的是，当他离开这段时间，他父亲一直在期盼他回来。
The story tells us that the father sees the son when he's still a long way off.
我们知道，当这个父亲是远远的就看见这个儿子了。
So we know that this father has been hoping with broken heart that his son would one day come home.
我们知道这个父亲是一个破碎的心在等待他的儿子。
When the father saw him a long way off, he felt compassion and ran and embraced him.
当这个父亲远远看见这个儿子的时候，他就有这个慈心，然后就跑过去要抱他。
So we know the heart of the father.
所以我们就知道这个父亲的心。
He's been waiting and hoping with broken heart.
所以他在等待，他在期盼这个儿子。
What the son hopes for in his father is accurate and true.
这个儿子对他父亲的期待，对他父亲的了解是准确的。
The father acts with far more grace than the culture and the religion would have expected.
而这个父亲所做的是比这个宗教要求来的更多的恩典。
The father does not feel anger; he feels compassion.
他没有感到愤怒，他感到的是他的那种慈爱的心。
The father doesn't say to the son, "Go away; you're unworthy."
那个父亲并没有叫儿子滚蛋。
Rather, he runs and embraces him and kisses him.
他跑过去，他抱住他，跟他亲嘴。
For the people of Jesus' day who heard this story, this would have been like an earthquake.
当耶稣时代的人听到这个故事的话，对他们来说是就很震撼。
The response of the father would have been a scandal.
这个父亲的反应就好像是对他们来说是一种丑闻一样。
There's another important thing for us to learn about our heavenly Father.
另外一件事我们可以学习到关于我们天父的。
The young man was hoping that his father would treat him as a hired servant.
那这个年轻人以为他父亲会把他当做一个普通的雇工一样。
But what the father wants for the son is shocking.
但是父亲所做的让他很震惊。
He didn't want a servant, he wanted a son.
他不想把他的儿子只是作为一个雇工。
Whatever you hope for your life, God hopes for greater.
无论你对你自己的生命生活有什么期待，神的期待要比你的期待更大。
God's hope for our lives is always greater than our hopes for ourselves.
神对我们的期望永远要大于我们对自己的期望。
What the father wants is relationship with a son.
神要的是一个跟儿子的关系。
And this is his desire, and this is what he acts on.
这是他的心，这是他也是他做的。
So this shocking response of the father teaches us the nature of God as our father.
这个父亲所做的这个行为也提醒了我们天父的心。
And it's the nature of God, if we truly understand Him, that invites us to come home.
是天父的这个心，他能够真的让我们得自由，也邀请我们回到家里。
It is this crazy, outlandish, extraordinary, scandalous display of the Father that frees us, that we can always come home to our Father.
所以，真是这个父亲他所表现出来的，他的这种本性看上去很不可理解， 让我们觉得很难，普通人很难接受的这种行为，正是父亲的这种心才可以真正的让我们得自由，才可以鼓励我们愿意回到我们的家。
Let me make this absolutely clear.
让我再清楚的讲明，
No matter what you have done in your life,
无论我们在我们生命中曾经做过什么，
No matter what your level of shame or wrongdoing,
无论你做过多么错的事情或多么羞耻的事情，
God our Father is dying for you to come home.
我们的天父是愿意以生命的代价让你回到家。
If you are not walking with your Heavenly Father today,
如果你今天并没有还没有和你的天父同行的话，
He is still looking down the road, hoping for you to come home.
他还在那边期盼你可以回到家。
He wants you to come home so he can put the best robe around your shoulders.
他希望你回到家，因为他这样他可以把最好的袍子给你穿上。
Putting the robe around the son's shoulders was a symbol that he was a member of the family.
把这个最好的袍子给他穿上是一个象征， 证明这个儿子始终是这个家的一员。
This man of great honor restored honor to his son.
这个父亲把这个儿子的荣耀重新又给他。
It's his character that invites us home.
是他的这个本性邀请我们回家。
Psalm 85 says this.
诗篇85篇这样讲。
Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that the glory may dwell in the land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
你不再将我们救活，使你的百姓靠你欢喜吗？耶和华，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上。慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲。
Jesus said, If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself.
耶稣说，如果我被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我。
And we lift up Jesus for all to see.
我们是要仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
We want everyone to understand the nature and the character of our Lord.
我们希望每一位都可以明白我们神的心和本性。
What does God want?
神希望要的是什么？
He wants you.
他希望要的是你。
He wants each one of you to be his son or his daughter.
他希望你们每一位成为他的儿子和女儿。
He wants to be in relationship with you.
他希望和你们有关系。
My son was dead, but has come back to life.
他说，他的儿子，这个儿子是失而复得的。
He was lost, but has been found.
他曾经失丧了，但是他重新又回来了。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness.But is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Spiritually, life and death are understood as being in fellowship or out of fellowship with God the Father.
从属灵的意义上，生命和死亡其实就是我们是不是和神有关系，还是和神没有关系。
This son was declared alive again because he was back in the presence and with relationship with his father.
这个儿子重新又活了过来，是因为他重新和他的父亲有了关系。
Now imagine for a moment the morning after the son has come home.
我们来想象一下，这个儿子回家以后第二天会发生什么事情。
The next morning, what do you think the father thought about when he woke up?
第二天早上当这个父亲醒来的时候他会想什么？
Do you think it was just another day for him?
对他来说是不是还是就是普通的一天呢？
Business as usual, just go about your work.
就是像平常一样去工作呢？
I don't think so.
我不认为是这样。
I can imagine the father getting out of bed,and going and peeking into his son's bedroom.
我相信这个父亲就会起来， 去偷偷的看一下这个儿子在房间里面。
And with great joy and perhaps tears, seeing his son home in bed.
他心里十分的欢喜，可能也是带着眼泪，看见他的儿子重新回到这个家。
Imagine that.
想象一下。
And what about the son when he woke up the next morning?
我们再想一下这个儿子，当他第二天早上起来的时候。
He wakes up and he looks around and realizes that he's home.
他在附近，他周围看一下，他意识到他真的是回到家了。
There's a song that says that speaks about God, our Father, being love.
有这个诗歌是说到我们的神就是慈爱。
And the song says, "I am loved by you. That's who I am."
就是我们被神所爱，这就是我。
The son wakes up and he realizes he's at home and he's loved by his father.
所以这个儿子醒来之后，他发现他在家里面，他知道这个父亲爱他。
I believe that's what God wants you to understand about yourself in your life.
相信这个是神想让你明白关于你自己，关于你的生命。
There's a wonderful set of children's stories written by C.S. Lewis called The Chronicles of Narnia.
我们知道这个C.S. Lewis 写过一个很有名的儿童的作品，叫做《纳尼亚传奇》。
And one of the books, there are seven books.
他一共有七本。
Anybody read those books?
有没有人读过？有没有人读过这个
书？ Some of you have.
有一些人读过。
One of the books is called The Horse and His Boy.
有一本书叫做《The Horse and Boy》。
The Horse and His Boy.
这个马和那个男孩。
In this story, the young boy's name is Shasta.
这个男孩叫做
Shasta. Yeah, I don't think that translates. Shasta is out riding and he gets lost.
他在骑马的时候他就走丢了。
It's dark and it's foggy and he's cold and he's lost and he's scared.
他是很黑，他也很害怕，但是他迷路了。
And he's feeling very sorry for himself.
他自己就感觉到很内疚。
And he suddenly becomes aware that in the dark and in the fog, there's something very large walking close to him.
他在黑暗中，他发现一个很大的一个东西在向他走过来。
And finally, he works up his courage and he says, "Who are you?"
然后最后他鼓起勇气，他去问，他说：“你是谁？”
Now the one walking next to him in the dark.Is Aslan the lion?
然后真正走过来的是那个狮子阿斯兰。
And in these stories, Aslan is Christ.
在这个故事里面，这个阿斯兰代表的就是耶稣基督。
And when the boy says, "Who are you?"
当他问你是谁的时候
，Aslan responds.
这个阿斯兰这样回答
：One who has waited long for you to speak.
他说我已经等你讲话很久了。
This boy is lost and scared.
这个男孩他走丢了，他很害怕。
But all the time, Aslan is right next to him.
但是在这么长一段时间里面，阿斯兰其实是跟他一直在一起的。
Waiting and hoping that the boy will speak.
在等这个孩子问他。
And then he talks to the boy.
然后他跟这个男孩讲。
And he tells him that all the while he has been the one who's been close by and guiding him.
他说我一直在你的旁边，我一直在带领你。
Whether you are aware of it or not, Jesus walks closely alongside you.
无论你意识到还是没有意识到，耶稣一直在你的旁边，在引导你。
And he's hoping that you will speak with him.
他在期望等待你再跟他开始讲话。
He hopes that you will have confidence in who he is.
他在期待你会相信他是谁。
This morning we sang the song about drawing near to you alone.
我们今天早上唱到这一首歌，我们要亲近他。
And that's what the Lord wants for you and for me.
这是神要我们做的。
Is to draw near to Him.
就是靠近他。
We can have confidence in His nature.
我们可以相信他的本性。
That He wants us to be with Him.
他希望我们跟他同在。
Psalm 23.Says that he guides us in paths of righteousness.
他那个诗篇二十三篇说他引导我们走义路。
The psalm actually has a stronger force to it than we might think.
这个他引导我们的这个力量可能比我们想的更大。
It actually implies that God places us on paths of righteousness.
神可能是把我们放在这个义路上面。
Think about the son when he's lost and hungry.
我们想一下这个他这个儿子他丢失了他饿了。
He puts his feet on the road that will take him home.
他走上那个回家的路。
But it's the love of the Father that really places his feet on that path.
其实是他神的那个爱真的把他放上那一条回家的路。
God wants us to travel that path of righteousness home to him.
神希望我们走上这条公义的路可以回家。
Romans says it's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance.
罗马书讲是神的慈爱把我们带回到他的面前。
The book of Hebrews tells us that we should draw near with confidence to the throne of grace.
希伯来书说里面说我们要放心放胆回到宝座的前面。
Why can we have confidence to draw near?
为什么我们有这样的信心可以回来？
Because we have confidence in the nature of God.
因为我们相信他的本性。
We know that God our Father loves us and wants us with him.
神爱我们，希望我们和他在一起。
The son came home because he had confidence in the nature of his father.
因为这个儿子相信他的父亲，他才敢回家。
And God our Father calls you home as well.
而我们的天父今天也呼喊我们回家。
We can have confidence in his loving kindness and grace.
我们也可以相信他的慈爱和他的恩典。
And if you've never come home to the Father, I want to invite you to do that.
如果你还没有回到这个父亲的家，我邀请你一起回家。
If you've walked with God for years and years and years, but right now are having great difficulty in your life,
如果你跟神同行很多年，但是现在你有极大的困难，
I want you to remember that Aslan is walking alongside you, even if you can't see him or feel him.
我提醒你，这个阿斯兰是一直在与你同行的，无论你看见或没有看见他。
I can tell you from the last year of my life that God is never far away.
我可以告诉你们，在我过去这一年当中，神从来没有远离我。
He has given me confidence in His goodness.
他给了我这样的信心，给我这样的慈爱。
In spite of pain that was worse than I could ever possibly imagine.
尽管在我身上这个痛是我从来都不晓得。
In spite of losing my hair because of chemotherapy.
所以还有因为这个化疗是这个头发都掉了。
I know that God is good.
但是我知道神是好的。
And I know that no matter what, Jesus has paid for my sin.
但我知道无论怎么样，耶稣已经为我的罪付上了代价。
And I know that no matter what, God wants me to spend eternity with Him.
但我知道不论怎么样，神希望在永恒里我会可以跟他在一起。
And that's true for you as well.
这对你来说也是一样的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your good and perfect love.
主，我们感谢你，你的完美、完全的爱。
We thank you that your grace and your loving kindness are eternal.
我们知道你的这样的慈爱是永恒的。
Before the world was created, you were loving.
在世界被造以前，你已经爱了我们。
When we leave this earth, you will be loving.
当我们活在世上的时候，你是爱我们。
Our Father, we thank you for your heart of love and compassion.
主，我们感谢你，你有这样的慈爱的心。
We thank you that you want more than anything for us to be with you.
主啊，我们知道你最想要的就是我们与你同在。
Lord, we open ourselves to you now to come home.
主啊，我们打开我们自己，我们愿意回家。
Lord, we walk the path into your arms.
主啊，我们要扶着你的手，走上这条路。
And we are so thankful to you for your embrace.
主啊，我们非常的感谢你，因为你愿意接纳我们。
And now, Lord, as we live, may we always honor you.
主啊，我们当我们活着的时候，愿我们都可以一直来尊荣你。
May our lives show the grace and the glory of Jesus.
让我们的生命成为你的恩典的一个象征。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.